to NURFM 103.7. We are joined, as always, on a Tuesday by Professor Jim Jost, talking politics. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Mark.
This week, yet again, the plebiscite not quite... It's still in the news, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. But it's sort of interesting that we have the plebiscite issue. And on Friday afternoon, or Friday, the Prime Minister, in an interview on the ABC, announced that if the US was under a direct threat of war... from North Korea, Australia would be joining it.
Now, that you want to bring out some interesting parallels between those two things that are very topical at the moment, don't you?
Well, I think it is interesting that the Prime Minister feels that he can just make that broad announcement. The basis for the announcement, if you like, the rationale behind it is the ANZUS Treaty, where the Australia and the US have an agreement that if each comes under a direct threat, they will then consult on what to do, and they will consult according to the constitutional issues that face each country. That's never actually had to happen, and there have been two occasions, I guess, where we could point to. One was in the very early 1960s, in the confrontation between Malaysia and Indonesia, and Australia looked to the US for its guidance and support, and the US basically said that it reserved its right to consider what to do should the situation warrant it, and made no guarantee that should Australia come under attack or threat, that it would in fact come to our aid. So that was in the early 60s. And then after the attack on September 11, when Prime Minister Howard was in Washington at the time, he pledged immediate support for the US, and he invoked the ANZUS Treaty as the basis for Australia doing whatever the US asked us to do or wanted us to do. That's sort of interesting in itself. It's one thing to provide, shall we say, some sort of support, some moral support, words of support, and a pledge of support in those circumstances. But even then, it was incumbent upon the Prime Minister to come back to Australia and then raise it with the Parliament. And that's really the key issue. That's the sort of the constitutional process. It's not a question of Prime Ministers sort of getting up one day and say, hey, we're going to go to war. That's sort of the same sentiment that the Prime Minister Turnbull has come out with on Friday, simply by saying, well, you know, we'll invoke ANZUS should the United States be attacked, and we will, in a sense, automatically go to war as a result. Now, that isn't a constitutional process as such. It's not coming to the Parliament and putting it to a parliamentary vote, which one would assume would be what should happen.
A lot of it does seem a bit like we'll contact our people, you'll contact their people, and we'll have them contact each other. A little bit of that going on. But has it really been a situation where it's been... I know it's been tested a little bit, but a lot of people are thinking, is it time to sort of look outside of this for Australia?
Well, the ANZUS Treaty is some 50-odd years old. Mm. Okay, so that 1951, I think, it was first created. And it was created at the height of the Cold War, when there were different kinds of threats, different sorts of things happening. But the significance of the Prime Minister's statement is less about ANZUS. There's no guarantee under ANZUS that the US will come to our aid. There's no guarantee that they will invoke it to, you know, send troops to support Australia. It's likely that it will be in their interest to make sure that Australia isn't vulnerable in that respect. But, you know, these are hypotheticals. They're not guarantees. But what's, I think, particularly worrying about what Prime Minister Turnbull said on Friday and the implications, it reduces our room for diplomatic manoeuvre, and it positions us in a way that leaves it almost no wriggle room. We can't act as a go-between, for example, between China and the US, having now said that in the event of an attack on the US, Australia will pledge troops or support or military aid or whatever under the ANZUS Treaty. It seems that Prime Minister Turnbull has sort of cut away a little or a lot of space where Australia might make a legitimate contribution. Yes, it's true, Australia is not a superpower, it's not a major power. It's aspiring to a middle-level power in the region, but it's also aspiring to be a friendly power in the region and not one perceived by neighbours as potentially bullying or aligned in such a way that we can't negotiate in good faith.
That is a very interesting precarament that we find ourselves in Australia, because I think you could possibly say that we're not big enough to be our own side, therefore we have to be on somebody's side, and it would be logical in that situation that we would still be on the side of the US, which I'm guessing is where the whole thing stems from to begin with.
Well, that's sort of one argument that can be put up, but there are a lot of countries in the region that aren't big enough to be on their own side and to be aligned with one or other power, but most of the countries try to create as independent a path as possible, and the announcement on Friday, or the discussion on Friday by the Prime Minister, sort of cuts that ground out from underneath him. It leaves him with little or no room to turn and very little space for our diplomatic people to be able to negotiate and operate. And it really narrows down the foreign policy options that the government can work with.
Tricky times ahead, Jim. Thank you for that insight with us this morning.
My pleasure,
Professor
Mark.
Jim Jose from the School of Politics on 2NURFM 103.7.